Today's shiur is Daf Samach Beis. We will begin on Tafet Amid. Tanya, Amar Bekiva. Bekiva said, Pam achas nechnasti achar Rabishul abesakisei. One time I entered after Rabishul into the bathroom, v'lamati menesh shlosh dvarim, and I learned from his behavior three things. L'mati she'en nifne mizrach marav. I learned that somebody should not use the bathroom when facing east side or west side. El Tzofim Darim, only on the north or the south, as we learned yesterday, because that would mean using the bathroom in the direction of the Beis HaMikdash, because he lived in Yehuda, as we learned in yesterday's shir. V'mati she'en from Umin El Miyushav, and I learned that when somebody picks up his clothing and pulls down his clothing, he should not do it when he's standing. He should only do it when he's sitting because of tznius. And I learned that when somebody cleans himself, he shouldn't use the right hand, he should only use the left hand. Amle ben Azai. So ben Azai said to Rekiva, At kan ha'asta panecha b'rebi, did you act so chuspedig towards your teacher that you followed him into the bathroom and watched him? Amle tarihi, it's tarah v'lumar anitzarech, and I did it because I wanted to learn Torah. Tanya was taught in another braisa, Ben Azai Amai. Pamachas nechnasti achar Rekiva lebeis HaKisei. One time I entered after Rekiva into the bathroom. V'lamati menei shlosh dvarim, I learned from him three things. V'lamati she'en nifne mizrach marav, I learned that you do not use the bathroom on the east side and the west side, El Tzofim Darim, north and south. V'lamati she'en from Umid Ela Miyoshev, I learned that you're only supposed to do it when you're standing but not sitting. And I also learned that you not wipe yourself with the right hand, rather with the left hand. So Behuda said, Ad kan hasta barabcha, did you act so chuspedig to act this way, following him into the bathroom? Omalai, so he answered him, Tarihi v'lomar anitzarech. It's Torah and I need to learn it. So the Gra points out, even though Ben Azai had already been taught these halachas by Bekiva, as we learned in the previous braisa, he still followed him into the bathroom to actually see how he was performing halach l'maisa. Because as we've learned, gadol shimush shatara yoisim l'muda. There's more, you can learn more from actually following somebody's behavior and halach l'maisa than just from hearing the shir. The Mefarshim, the Chassam Sofer, and other Mefarshim point out, here we find at the beginning of the Gemara that Ben Azai asked Rebbe Kiva, told Rebbe Kiva that it was inappropriate what he did following his Rebbe Yeshua into the bathroom. Yet we find that Ben Azai did the exact same thing. So the Chassam Sofer answers, it makes a difference what the relationship is between the Talmud and the Rebbe. Rabbi Yeshua was a Rekiva's Rebbe. And since Rabbi Yeshua was a Rekiva's Rebbe, it was inappropriate that Rabbi Kiva should follow his Rebbe into the bathroom, even though his purpose was to learn halach l'maisim. However, Ben Azai's relationship to Rabbi Kiva was the relationship of a Talmud Chavar. He was a Rebbe and a colleague at the same time. And since he was a Rebbe and a colleague at the same time, it wasn't so inappropriate for him to follow him into the bathroom to learn the halacha l'maisa. Rav Kahana ol gona tosapur the Rav. Rav Kahana once came and laid under the bed of Rav to observe how he had relationships with his wife. Again, as Torah pervades every part of our life, halacha pervades every part of our life, including marital relations. Shammai, so Rav Kahana heard how Rav soch v'sochak. First he spoke to his wife, then he laughed with her, v'asat tzrochav, and then they had relations. Omale, so from under the bed, Rav Kahana said, Dome pume da Abba, Abba's mouth is like k'deloi sarf tevshila, like someone who never swallowed food. You're comparable to like a starving person who gets food for the first time, that you do it with such appetite. Omaloi, so Rav said to Rav Kahana, Kahana hochat, Kahana, are you here? Puk, go out. the lav arach ara. It's not the arachet for you to be here. Amalai, so he told him, Tarihi v'lomar anitzarech, I need to learn Torah. So the Gemara goes back to what we learned at the beginning of the shir. Why are you not supposed to clean yourself with the right hand, only with the left hand? Rava said, because the Torah was given with the right hand. As it says, from his right hand, the fire of the law was given. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochol gave us the Torah with his right hand. Rabbi Chana says a different reason. It's the right hand is closer to the mouth. It's used for eating, so it's not correct to use that hand to clean yourself. It's the one uses the right hand to tie the tefillin onto his left hand with his right hand, and that's why he should not use it to clean himself. And like the Mashal explains, even though the left arm has the greater covered, that the tefillin are actually put onto the left hand, but the left hand is not involved in actually doing anything in putting on the tefillin. So when it comes to action, the right hand is more than the left hand. That's why the Mashal points out, when putting on shoes, in terms of tying the shoes, we tie with the right hand first. I mean, but we put on the left hand, we put on the left shoe first, just like we put on the shoe on the left side. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Neshemar by Tamei Torah. The reason you shouldn't use the right hand to clean yourself, because the tamim, the trop that's used for laning, was shown with the right hand. Now the question is, the trop are not really in the Sefer Torah. So the Paiskim say that in the Vim in Ksuvim, they are permitted to be written, to be shown, and that what the Gemara means here is that those notes were written on a scroll. He means that another pshat is we're talking about not the Sefer Torah that's going to be read from Kriyas HaTorah, we're talking about from Sefer Torah, from a scroll that one prepared the learning from. Ketanoi, the Gemara says that really this shaila of why the right hand is not used, just the left hand, is a machlek tanoim. Rabbi Lezer says, one should not use it because we use the right hand to eat with. Rabbi Shuaim, it's used to be written with. Rabbi Kivaimer, neshamar b'tam Torah, it's used to show the trop, the tam of the Torah. As far as halach lemais is concerned, a lefty, the Mishnah Brewer and the Paiskim all say, should use his right hand. The question is, what about a person who's ambidextrous? So most Paiskim say a person who's ambidextrous should use his left hand just like all other people. However, the Bechar Shor brings down that if the person is ambidextrous but he does his writing with his left hand, then he should use his right hand. Because as we said just now, what is the chshivas, what makes the right hand important? Because you write with the Divrei Torah. So therefore the hand that's used to write the Divrei Torah, and if this person writes the Divrei Torah with his left hand, he should use his right hand. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says a very big chiddush, that this entire Gemara that discusses cleaning yourself not with the right hand, only with the left hand, is only when somebody actually uses his hands. But if somebody uses paper tissue, as we do, he could use either hand. However, from the Mishnah Berurah, it seems that under all circumstances, you should use the left hand, even if you're using tissue. However, the Paiskim do say that if one finds that it's difficult for him to properly clean himself by using the left hand, then he should use the right hand with tissue, obviously, because davening or learning Torah where any part of the body is not clean is certainly inappropriate from a halakhic standpoint and not healthy, and takes precedence over using the left hand. Amar Rav Tamcha ben Chaloi, Kol Atznu Bebeisek, he say, whoever acts modestly in the bathroom, Nitzel Meshlosh Devarim, is safe from these three things. Menchashim, from snakes that hide there. There used to be snakes in the bathroom. Umin Akrabim, from scorpions. Umin Azikim, from Shadim. Because as Rashi explains, if somebody acts modestly, that means he attends to his needs quietly, and since he acts that way, he doesn't agitate the snakes and the scorpions and the mazikim, and therefore they do not bother him. His dreams will be calm to him. Again, because as Rashi explains, many times people have bad dreams because of mazikim, but this person who does not disturb the mazikim will not disturb him with bad dreams. Hahu beis akisid av betferia. There was a bathroom betferia. Ki av bei beil trei, afil b'yam mitzki. That even if two would enter it together, and even in the daytime, and mazikim usually don't start up with more than one person, and he also usually don't start up during the day, still mitzki, people will be harmed there by the mazikim. Rav Amir Rav Asi have a ayla bechad v'chad l'chudei, but Rav Amir Rav Asi would go in each one individually. V'loy mitzikin, they were not harmed. Amalei Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said to them, "Loy mistafu, are you not afraid of the mazikim who are there?" Amalei, so they responded, "Anan kabbalah gemirin, we have a tradition. Kabbalah the beis knisei, the tradition we have regarding beis knisei, tzniusoi is to act modestly, v'shtikusoi and quietly." Kabuli the Yisurei, tradition we have regarding suffering, ishtikosoi, is to accept the Yisurim quietly, the umibai rachme, and to daven for rachmanis, and therefore the Yisurim will go away. Ava marbile ime imra, Abai's mother raised for him a sheep, Lamel Bahadela Basic Knesset, Basic Kisei, to go together with him into the Basic Kisei, for as we just learned, a person should not go into the bathroom alone because it could be dangerous. Velabrile Gadje, so ask the Gemara, why did she do a sheep? Why didn't she do a goat? Answers the Gemara, Saw Besar Mischalif. One, a sar, a goat which is called a sar, can easily be interchanged with a sar, which is another name for the mazikim, and therefore they purposely did not use a sar. Rava Mahav Mekamadava Resha. Rava, before he was the Rosh Yeshiva, Mekakshle Basra Chizda Amuz Gubalakna, the daughter of Chizda, who was his wife, would rattle a walnut in a copper receptacle for him to protect him from shadim and snakes while he used the bathroom, because they would stay away. Basta Malach, after he was appointed the Rosh Yeshiva, and he needed a greater level of protection, because the greater a person is, the greater level of protection he needs, Avdalei Kavasa, she made him a window, and she would put her hand on top of his head while he used the bathroom. Amu Ula, Ula says, Achure Geder, if somebody is using the bathroom right behind the wall, Nifnim Miyad, modesty does not require him to distance himself because he's behind the wall. Ubebiya, Kozmash and Misatish, if somebody is using the bathroom in an open area, he's allowed to go, Kozmash and Misatish, as long as he passes wind, Ve'en Chaver Shemeya, and his friend will not hear. Isi Benasan Masni Hochi. However, Isi Benasan learned the Gemara like this. Achore Gedder, if somebody is using the bathroom behind the wall, Kozmash and Misatish, Ve'en Chaver Shemeya, he has to go so far that his friends will not hear him pass wind. Of a bika, and in an open area, he has to go even further, cause mancha and chaveri reyu, that he cannot be seen. Meisvei, so they asked, based on the following Mishnah. The Mishnah Masechta Taharis discusses how people who are careful to eat their food in a state of Tahara can protect the olive squeezing from being contaminated through contact with Amei Aretz, who because of the carelessness were not careful in the rules of Tumah and Tahara, and therefore they're considered to be constantly in a state of Tumah. So the Mishnah talks there about a case where there's a guard guarding the olives and he has the need to go to the bathroom. And the Mishnah says that if he does so right outside the pressing house, the olives will remain tar, even though they remain unguarded during the period while he was using the bathroom. Why? Since he doesn't distance himself, so he's not away for a long time, and we don't have to worry that somebody else entered and contaminated the olives in such a short time. So the Mishnah says, Yoitz min Pesach Beis Abad, the guards could go outside the door of the pressing house, v'nifnun l'chore gedder, and use the bathroom right behind the wall, and the olives remain tar. We see that as long as he's behind the wall, he could use the bathroom, even though he's close to other people. And he doesn't have to distance himself at all. Even though Isi ben Yehuda, we just learned, said that he does have to distance himself. And to the Gemara, betar sekelu. Isi ben Yehuda would say like this. Normally, a person does have to distance himself. Here, because we're dealing with a situation of taharis, keeping things tar, Chazal were lenient and did not make him distance himself. Toshma. So we bring another proof against Isi ben Nosson. Kama Yechaku, somebody who's guarding olives. How much do they have to distance themselves? How much could they distance themselves of Yitahirim? And they remain tar. And the Baisa says, Today Shireu, they have to remain close enough to see one who attempts to enter the pressing house. Now again, it's inevitable that while somebody's guarding the olives, he has to use the bathroom. Still, he has to remain close enough to see a person entering, even though he will be seen. So again, we are allowing somebody to use the bathroom, even though he could be seen, which contradicts the second part of what Isi ben Nosson said. And it's the Gemara, the same teretz. Shani oichel taharis, we're dealing with people who are eating Torah, the kilo barabon, and chazawa mekel. What did Isi ben Nosson mean when he said he can't be seen? It doesn't mean they can't see him at all. He can't see his exposed flesh. But he can be seen. However, the halacha is that if somebody uses the bathroom in an open area, he has to remove himself far enough away that nobody could see his exposed flesh. When somebody does it behind a wall or in separate stalls in a bathroom, he, api halacha, could use the bathroom even if somebody else in the bathroom at the same time can hear him pass wind. Continues the Gemara. Hahu savdana the nachas kamed Rav Nachman. There was somebody who's saying a eulogy who stopped before Rav Nachman. Omar, haitz nua. The person who died was very modest in his ways. Omle Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said to him, At Eilat Badei Lebeisa Knesei, did you go in with him to the bathroom, Vidat, to know Itznu Eloi, if he was modest or not? To Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, and current Snua, we don't consider somebody modest, Elamisha Tznu Lebeisa Kisei, unless he's modest in the bathroom. Ask the Gemara, Rav Nachman, my Nachlimine. What does the difference make Rav Nachman in what, if the person said the Hesped was correct or not? Answer the Gemara, Shem the Tanya. Kshem Shnefroim and Amesim. Just as they take punishment from the dead when false praise is spoken about them, Kach Nefroim and Sabdonim, so too they take punishment from the one who says the hesped, who says false praise, or ma'ane machreim, and from those who say amen after their words, if it's too much was said. So the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that it's permitted to exaggerate slightly in describing the good qualities of somebody who died, but it's usher to talk about qualities that he did not have it all. And one who does so brings harm upon the nifter, because in Shemayim they're going to look at him and say, did he truly have these qualities, which he certainly did not have. However, the Tan Rabbanan, let's continue right. Tan Rabbanan, Ezet Tznua, who is considered modest? Zeh Nifna Belayla, somebody who goes to the bathroom at night, but Makom Shenifna B'Yoyim, in the same place that he does it during the day. Even though by night, he could theoretically go do it in a place that's not as, that's closer, because people aren't walking and people can't hear him, still he's very modest. Eini is the soul of Amar Yudom Rav. Loholim Yanix Adam Shaks for Arvis. A person should accustom himself to use the bathroom in the morning, the evening. Today Shloi Tzarch Lesrachik, so he shouldn't have to go far away. So we see that one does not have to distance himself at night. Vesu Rava Bimama Hava Ozel Admil. During the day, if he had to use the bathroom, he would travel as far as a mill to find a private place. Of Laila, however, at night, he would tell his attendant, make me a place in the middle of the city street where I could use the bathroom. The Ken Omele Rav Zaria L'Shamis, same Rav Zaria said to Shamis, Chazman de'ika churbeis chavrayu, see who's behind the study hall, the Bina L'mifni, because I have to use the bathroom. So we see that they did not distance themselves at night. Answers the Gemara, Loitem b'makka. Do not say that they used the bathroom in the same place at night as by day. At night they used the bathroom, they went much closer than by day. That when he sat down in a modest manner, that he exposed himself as little as possible. Rav Ashi says, I feel a time of b'makka. You could say that we're talking about a place. The Bryce is teaching not as far as a distance, but it's teaching us that a person should use a private corner just as he would use during the day, a private corner to go to the bathroom. At night, he would also use a private corner. Gufa, a person should accustom himself to use the bathroom in the morning and night, in order that he should not have to go far away. Go, get up early and go to the bathroom. Or wait till the night and go to the bathroom, that you not have to distance yourself far away. Continues the Gemara. First, you should manipulate yourself and then sit down. In other words, to cause the body to release. But do not sit down and then manipulate yourself. Others say that what we mean here is that person should clean the bathroom seat before sitting down, so he should not become dirty. Rashi doesn't like this pshat. Call a yosh mishamish. For anybody sits down and then manipulates himself, I feel oisin kshavim b'sfamya. Even if kishim is being performed in pesfamya, which is a far off land, barnelov, those kishiv could affect him. The inchiv yosef, if somebody forgot and first sat down, vakach mishamish, and then manipulated himself, maitakante, how could he help himself? So answered the Gemara, ki koi, when he gets up, leimach, loili, not upon me, any kishiv come. Loitachim, loitachtim, neither tachtim nor tachtim, which are names of kshofim, loihani, vloimahani, neither of these kshofim should affect me. Loichashi, dechashi, loichashi, dechashi, which are all names of different kshofim. Just before we start the Nusugya, it's interesting that the Sefer Chassidim brings down that they once asked an old person who lived very long, how you zoicha to live very long. So he said that I was always careful in how I acted with sneers in the bathroom. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, Benazir Aymar, Akol Mashgev Shev, a person should lie on any couch, Chutz Min HaKarka, except from the ground. Because if you lay on the ground, you could get cold, and the cold can make you sick. Even that Goros Yaivitz points out, even though we say in Pirkei Avos that Al Oretz Tishon, somebody should sleep on the ground, not have enough in this world. So he answers that what it means in Pirkei Avos means that he should sleep with a blanket or sleep in clothing. Then he won't be affected by the cold. Our Gemara is talking about somebody who's sleeping without any clothing. A kol moshev shave, you could sit on any chair, chutz min hakayra, except from a high beam, because chas v'sham you could fall off a high beam. Amar Shmuel, sheina b'mad hashachar, sleep at dawn is kistamil a puzzle, is as beneficial as steel is to iron. Which is steel, which is refined iron, is much stronger and harder than regular iron. Similarly, sleeping at dawn is very good. Yitzir b'amor hashachar, going out at dawn to the bathroom is kastam rapazla, again, is like steel, it's stronger than anything else. Bar kapara have a mazman mila b'dinrin. Bar kapara would sell words of wisdom for dinarim. So Mefarshim explained, you're not allowed to accept money for teaching words of Torah. So the Mefarshim say two trutzim. The Gra says that it doesn't mean that Bar kapara actually accepted payment for his words. Rather, he wouldn't say words of Torah to people unless he was convinced that the people who were listening valued those words as money are to people. Others say that since he was teaching them not words of Torah but just practical everyday lessons, for that one may get paid. So he said, at the conference, when you are hungry, achol, eat at once. If you wait until you're not hungry, the good effect of the food will not be as beneficial. The Gra explains this, that it's talking about learning Torah. When somebody's hungry to learn Torah, somebody should take advantage and learn until that hunger goes away and he won't learn Torah. Adet Tzachis, when you're thirsty, drink immediately. Again, either means that the benefit of drink is much better when he drinks right away, or the Gra says it's referring to mitzvahs, that when somebody feels a desire to perform a mitzvah, he should do so without delay. Add the rosach kidrach, when your pot is boiling, shvoich, you should pour it out at once. That means if somebody needs the bathroom, he should go immediately. The Gra says it's talking about somebody who makes money, somebody who has who succeeds in a business deal, right away he should pour off money for tzedakah. Karna kaya b'roimi, when a horn sounds in Rome as a signal for pig buyers to make the purchases, bar mezabin te'ena te'ena davuchvin, let the son of a fig seller sell the figs of his father, even though his father isn't there. He should right away take advantage and sell them while the market is hot. The Gra explains, it's talking about if somebody has the opportunity to teach Torah, he should immediately take advantage and teach that Torah. Amalei Rabbi Rabbanan. Rabbi said to Rabbanan, Ki ayas b'shvili mechuzah, l'mekbe b'chakla, when you pass through the alleys of the city to go to the fields to use the bathroom, l'techse loyla hakisa, loyla hakisa, do not look at either side of the road, dima yasvi nafshi, because perhaps women are sitting there, the lav aruch aralis takuliba, and that's not proper to look at them when they're using the bathroom, because they're not in a tzniyastiga mode. Rav Safra al basakisa, Rav Safra entered the bathroom. Os Rav Abba, nochalei ababa. Rav Abba came and coughed at the door, signaling his intent to enter. Omalei, so Rav Safra said to him, leilmar, you could come in. Bosanofik, when Rav Safra came out, Amalei, so Rav said to him, I hashta loyalt l'seir, you have not gone up to Seir, for gemat lakmi l'seir, but you already learned the practices of Seir, of the people of Edoim, who were not modest in the bathroom. Lav hachitanan, then we learn in the Mishnah, b'dura hoysusham, there was a bonfire in the Beis HaMikdash, or Beis HaKisei Shokovid, and there was a bathroom called the Beis HaKisei Shokovid, of honor. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, if the Kohen used the bathroom before he could resume the avodah, before he could resume doing the service, he had to go to the mikveh. So the Beis HaKisei was called Beis HaKisei Shokovet. Why is it called Shokovet? Zeh Yikvoidoi. Matzanol, if it was found closed, Bidu Shei Shemadim. It was a signal that somebody was there. Matzah Pesuach, if it was found open, Bidu Shei Shemadim, there was nobody there. Amalav Aruchu. So we'd see it's not proper to speak while in the bathroom. Otherwise, why did they have to have this signal? They could have just asked what's going on. Seemingly, you're not allowed to speak in the bathroom. So that's why Rav Abba was upset at Rav Safra, who spoke while he was in the bathroom. For who suffered? Why did Rav Safra act that way? He thought that Rav Abba Mesukenhaver was therefore in danger, and therefore he spoke. The Tanya, as we learned in the Brayso, Shimon Gamliel Omer, Amen Achoizer. If somebody has to use the bathroom and he holds himself back, maybe it's a dam ledre droikim. It brings them to disease. Rashi explains that his stomach swells, dropsy. Silanachais, if somebody has to urinate and he holds himself back, maybe it's adam ledre droikim. It brings a person to jaundice. And that is takada alocha, that a person should not speak in the bathroom. Certainly, if there are other people in the bathroom, he should not speak. But the Pesukim say that even if there's nobody else in the bathroom, like speaking on a telephone in the bathroom, is inappropriate and not permissible according to halacha. Rav Elazar, all the basic he said, Rav Elazar went into the bathroom. Also, parso, even the Gemara says that parso will seem into a Roman, dachke pushed him aside. Kama Rav Elazar v'nafak. So Rav Elazar left. Also, droikna. So a snake came, shante like a koshay, and ripped out the rectum of the Roman, killing him. Karlai Rav Elazar, so Rav Elazar said regarding himself, ve'etain adam tachtecha, and I will put a person in your place. In other words, if Rav Elazar had remained in the bathroom, the snake would have bit him, but now it bit him, bit the Roman. Atikri adam el edoim, the Romans. The Mara now discusses something that happened between Shaul and David. And the Gemara is bringing this to prove the modesty of Shaul when using the bathroom. What happened was, Shaul had entered a cave in which David and his men were hiding. When they realized this, David's people urged him to kill Shaul. Instead of killing him, all David did was he just cut off a corner from his from Shaul's beged as he was relieving himself. After Shaul left the cave, David came out of his hiding place, telling him that it spared his life. For Oymer Lahargacha, he said to kill you, V'tochas Alecha, and it protected you. So ask the Gemara, V'Oymer, should the pasuk say, and he said, for Matthew Mibali, the pasuk should say, and I said, the tachos, should it say, and it protect you, for Chasti Mibali, should say, and I protect you. Amar Beleza. So the Gemara says, this is explanation of the pasuk. Omle David Lashol, David said to Shaul, Minatayra ben Harigata, Midaraisa, you are worthy of death. Why? Shreyai the Fata, you're pursuing me. The Torah says, if somebody comes to kill you, Hashkem Laharga, you're allowed to kill him. El Sneish Oisbach, the fact that you have modesty, he chaslach. Chasta is referring to the modesty. That's why when David spoke in the third person, he was referring to Hashem who allowed Shaul to be killed, but Shaul's modesty saved his life. Mahi, where do we find this modesty? The Ksiv. It says another pasuk. The Yavai Agidras Atzon, Shaul came to the sheep pens, Al Aderach, which is along the road, the Shom Ma'ara, and there was a cave there, the Yavai Shaul Hasachas Raglav, and Shaul came to use the bathroom. Tana, so the Braisa thought, God Lefnim Megadah, Shaul went one pen into another pen, Mar Lefnim Mimara, in one cave into another cave. He went very deep in order to protect his modesty. Lahasech, and the pasuk uses the word lahasech, which means to shelter. Amr Velezer, Melamed Shesichek Atzmekasuka, that when Shaul used the bathroom, he sheltered himself, he covered himself with his garments like you use a shelter. Again, to prove that one should be modest, and Shaul was modest in going to the bathroom. The pasuk the Gemara mentions another pasuk regarding Shaul and David's encounter. For Yochim David got up, the Yichris is knaf amil, and he cut off the corner of Shaul's coat, the light, quietly. Amar Yosef of Chanina, kolam vazas begodim, whoever embarrasses and dishonors clothing, soif einan aminim, at the end will not have any use for them. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, the beginning of Melachim, v'hamelech David zaken ba b'yamim, David HaMelech was old, v'chesu begodim, and they covered him with clothing, v'leich yechem lai, and they would not warm him. Why? Because since he mistreated the begodim of Shaul. The Gemara now discusses another encounter between David and Shaul. In this incident, Hashem caused a very deep sleep to overtake Shaul and his army. David and another person entered Shaul's camp, where David refused to kill Shmuel, but rather what he did was he took Shaul's spear and water bottle. He then walked away and called out to Shaul's army, waking them up. And he says, "Im Hashem es tischibi, if Hashem incited you against me, yorach mincha, let him accept as an offering that my tefillah, that you should not be angry with me." Amar Belezer, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid, Mesis Karisali, you call me an insider, which is a very derogatory name. It's usually the name of somebody who tries to get other people to do Avodah Zarah. Harei Mechshilcha, I will cause you to stumble, but Davash HaFilat Shnekesh Beis Rabin Yodin Nesai. Something that even the yeshiva students know, the little yeshiva student Talmidim. The Ksiv. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, Kisisa is Rosh Bnei Yisrael L'Fikudayim, when you want to count the heads of the children of Yisrael, V'nosna Ish Kayish Nafsha, each person should give a Talmud for his soul, which teaches us that Klal Yisrael should not be counted by number, they just should give something, and that will count the number of the things that they gave. Miyad, the Pasuk says, V'yamit Sotin Al Yisrael, an insider rise against Yisrael, the Ksiv, the Yosef of David Behem Lamer, and he incited David regarding the Eden, saying, Leich Menes Yisrael, go count Klal Yisrael. The Chiv and the Meninu, when he counted them, Lashok Minai Kaifer, he did not take from them a token, which was the best way to count them, as we find in the Torah, rather he counted them one by one. The Ramban explains, how did David HaMelech make this mistake, which is a pasuk in the Torah? He mistakenly thought that the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa only applied to that counting of Klal Yisrael, but not for the future. Now, David HaMelech made this mistake, and a plague came on Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk says that the plague came asmoyed until the appointed time. What does that mean? The plague took the time from when they shecht the carbet tamid in the morning until when they threw the blood, which is not a long time. Again, Hashem had rachmanos on Klal Yisrael and made it for a fairly short amount of time. It went at Chatzos Mamash until Chatzos, because that's the time until when you're allowed to bring the Karbet Tamid. And he said to the angel, Hamashkus Ba'am Rav, who was destroying many amongst the people. Amar Beleza, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Malach, Hashem said to the Malach, Tali Rav Shebehem, take for me a Rav, a great person from amongst them, Sheyesh Boi L'Parmehem Kamachoyvis, who it's sufficient if you'll take him away, it'll be enough payment as if many sins were atoned for. Boi Shesha Meis Avisha Ben Tzruya, at that moment Avisha Tzruya died, Sheshaka Krubash of Sanhedrin, he was equivalent in greatness to Roiv, to the majority of the Sanhedrin. And during the destruction, Hashem saw and he reconsidered. My Ra, what did he see that caused him to reconsider? Amar Rav, Ra Yaakovinu. He saw the merit of Yaakovinu. Yaakov saw when he saw the angel, when he saw the Malachim, when he was leaving the house of Lavan, he saw those angels, and that's how he was protected. So Mefarsh, the Mashal explains what is the connections of those Malachim to here, because at that time the Malachim promised Yaakov Avinu that he would always be protected. So since they would always be protected, that chus came to use now. Shmuel Amar Afresha Yitzchakra, he saw the ashes of Yitzchak from the Kedah. Shnei Malachim Yirlaysa, Hashem will see for himself the offering Avram Avinu tells Yitzchak. Farshim explained, even though Yitzchak was actually never burnt, Avraham Avinu never actually brought him up for an Akedah, it's already considered as if there was an Afer, as if there were ashes. He saw the money that Klai saw did give in the Midbar when Moshe Rabbeinu counted them. Shnemar, v'lakachtas kesev kippurim leis Yisrael, should take from Klai Yisrael the money which to count. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Beis HaMikdash Ra. He saw the Beis HaMikdash, he saw the schus of Beis HaMikdash. The ksiv, Bahar Hashem Yira. Pligibar of Yaakabar Idi, Rav Shmuel Ben Nachmein. Charam v'kesev kippurim ra. He saw the merit of the silver coins that Klai Yisrael gave. Charam v'Beis HaMikdash Ra. He saw the Beis HaMikdash. Mistabra, and it makes sense, command the Amr Beis HaMikdash Ra, that it was in the Schus of Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, Ashiyoyim HaYoyim Behar Hashem Yira. And Avram, after the Kedah, called out the place where Hashem will show, on the mountain of Hashem, he will show himself. So we see that Ashiyoyim HaYoyim, that every day we have the Schus of the Beis HaMikdash protecting us when we are in Tzaris, as Klai Yisrael was at that time. The Mishnah said, "Lo yichnas adam l'har bayis v'makloi." A person should not walk into the Beis HaMikdash holding a stick. And the Mishnah said he shouldn't make the har bayis, not the Beis HaMikdash, the har bayis. A person shouldn't make the har bayis a kapandria. Ask the Gemara, "My kapandria?" Amarava, kapandria kashmei. A kapandria is, as the name implies, a shortcut. And the Gemara explains this. Rav Chanan bar Adam Shmei, Rav Sam bar Rei, Rav Mari Amar, Kigmanda Amenish, like the people says, Adam Mfikna, instead of going around a row of houses, Eil Bahar, I'll take a short cut and go on through here. So the Pashup Shan, the Gemara, as Rashi seems to say, Rav Chanan bar Adam and Rav Anan arguing. Rather, Rav Chanan bar Adda is explaining what Rav meant when he said Kafandria. Others say there is a machlokes. The kafandria Rav meant was a place of gathering, and Rav Chanan means a shortcut. Somebody goes into a shul, it was not his intention to use it as a shortcut. He can use it as a shortcut when he leaves. Ravu says another rule, if the place where the shul was built was originally a path before the shul was built there, then mutter, you could use the shul as a shortcut. The Shulchan Aruch says that even though in both cases that we just mentioned it's permitted, it's still preferable not to use a shul as a shortcut, even if there was a path there before, even if that wasn't your intention. But somebody goes into shul to daven, may use it as a shortcut. When the people came to Hashem on the Yom Tovim, so the pasuk continues, if somebody went in on the north gate to bow down, he should leave by the way of the south gate. And if somebody came on the south gate, he should leave on the north gate, he should not return the same way which he came. This pasuk teaches us that somebody who comes to the Beis HaMikdash during the Yom Tovim should use a gate opposite the one that he entered. Now, this may end up being a shortcut, but since doing this, they show the love of the Beis HaMikdash, it's permissible. Similarly, somebody who goes into shul to daven is permissible and may even be preferable to use a different door. And that's taka what the Bi'alokha brings down. That if somebody, he quotes a ritva, that if somebody needs to use a shul as a shortcut, or if somebody needs to go into shul to call somebody, he should walk in, sit down for a second, or say a pasuk, and not just just go directly as a shortcut, but it's still the Achronim say that that's not appropriate. Only if somebody went into Davin, then by showing that he uses a different entrance than the one he came in with, which is a show of respect, that is permitted. For Kika, the Mishnah said, spitting on the Har Bayis is prohibited, it's a Kavachoyim that it's also. Somebody spits in the Har Bayis nowadays, it's as if he spits in the pupil of Hashem's eye. Shenemar v'hoi eini v'libi shem kol hayomim. My eyes and heart will be there all days. Omer Rava, Rekika v'beis ha'sharia. Spitting in a shul is mutter, mitzvah to have a minel. Just like you could wear a shoe. Ma minel, just like shoes, b'har bayis osur. It's prohibited to wear shoes on the Temple Mount of Beis HaKnesses Mutter. In a shul is permitted. Afa Kika, but Harabayis would also, it's prohibited on the Harabayis, but Beis HaKnesses Shari, but in a shul is Mutter. Amale Papa Rava, Vamale Ravina Larava, Vamale Rav Bamasna Larava, Adrim Mimino, instead of deriving the permissibility of spitting in a shul from a shoes, why not nail the kapandria? Why don't you learn that it's also, just like it's also to use a shul for a shortcut? Amalei, Tana Yaf Mino. A Tana learns the law of spitting from the law of shuls. That at the kapandria, and you want to learn it from the rules of shortcut? You can't do that. Mayhi. So Gemara says, which Tana is Rava referring to? So answers the Gemara, the Tanya. A person should not enter the Harabayis. Loibim Makla should be other, not carrying a stick. Loibim Minasav Araglai, not wearing shoes. Loibim Mois at Shurim Loibim Sedinai, not with money tied to his kerchief. Upim Midasai, Mishal Slacharev, or with a money belt hung outside his clothing. But the Pesach can say, if he's carrying money in a covered way, it would be permitted. But like say, Kapandria, a person should not make the Harabayis a shortcut. But Kika Mekavachimer Menel, and spitting is certainly prohibited, because you learn a Kavachimer from the law of shoe. Or Mam Menel, Shame by Derek Design. Wearing shoes is not a disrespectful conduct. Omer Torah, the Torah, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, by the sneh, sal nalach mal raglecha, you should take your shoes off from your feet, because where you're standing is holy ground. Rikika, shidarek bezoyin, spitting, which is disrespectful, like koshkein, is certainly prohibited on the harabais. Rabbi Yehuda says, ain't it tzarech, there's no need for kavachaymer. Harei oimer, it says when Mordechai wanted Esther to approach Ahasuerus, he told her that Mordechai told Esther that he can't approach the palace. Kein lovel shar melech, you can't come to the king's gate b'levush sak, wearing sackcloth. And since Mordechai was wearing sackcloth, he could not approach the base Ahasuerus. V'ladvar chavachaim, now chavachaim, mas sak. Shemos, wearing sackcloth, which is not a repulsive garment. Lefnei Basadam. And he was only wearing it to a flesh and blood king, Achashverosh. Kach, it's considered dishonor to do that. Rikika, which is certainly dishonorable. Shemusa, because it's repulsive. Lefnei Malach Malchem Lachem Lekoshkein. So we see that it's prohibited to spit on the Harabais. What do we see? That the Tanakam of this Braisa learns the halachas of spitting from the halachas of wearing shoes. Therefore, Rava compared the two laws also. And therefore, he said, just like you're allowed to wear shoes in a shul, so too you're allowed to speak. Amalei. So the person who was arguing with Rava said to him, Anoch kima. This is what I meant. Name a hach l'chumra l'ach l'chumra. It's true that when it came to learn the halachas about the Harabayis, we learned of the halacha of spitting from the halacha of shoes. On the other hand, we should not allow you to spit in a shul, because we should treat it with stringency and say, even though maybe shoes are permitted in a shul, spitting is not. Veima, harei bais. What would I say? Just like we're on Samach Gimel Malf, just like on the harbais, also in Minel, it's prohibited to wear shoes, leifel and Minel, we should also learn the halacha spitting from the law of shoes, ava basic knesses, but in a shul, ad the yalf and minif laheter, instead of learning spitting from shoes and say it's permitted to spit because it's permitted to wear shoes, nails the kapandria, why don't we learn from the halacha of a shortcut that the halacha is that you're not allowed to use a shul as a shortcut, a listener, and therefore be prohibited to spit. El amarava. So, now the braisa is not a contradiction to what this person is saying. So how did Rava say that you're allowed to spit in the shul? Maybe Taka, we should learn it from a shortcut. And the Gemara, because we learn the law of spitting from Kibesai. We learn it from the standard one keeps in his own home. Ma Besai, just like somebody in his own home. Of Kapandri Kapit Inish, a person is with mind if somebody would just use your house, would use this house as a shortcut. Arkika Minal Kapit Inish, but people don't mind if somebody walks into his house with shoes, or he spits in his house. In those days, the floors were not like our floors, they were just made out of earth, and people would spit. Abesaknesis, Kapandri Udasar, a shul, it's prohibited to use it as a shortcut. Rikika, to use it for spitting, or minol, or for a shul, shari, it's prohibited. However, if somebody does spit in the shul, the long halachas and Shulchan Aruch, he should not just leave the saliva lying there, he has to be careful to rub it with his feet to remove any trace of the saliva from the floor.